Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 24,100 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. If you're wanting to be a buyer, Superior Livestock asks that you call and register for your buyer number right away. That number again is 800-422-2117. Thursday, September 26th, next video auction from Superior Livestock. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle trade bounced higher Friday with the additional trade in the north developing after the cattle on feed report posted lower than expected numbers. Live cattle prices 1 to 2 higher than the previous week, with dressed cattle sales $5 higher than the week before. Early cash cattle market information is expected to remain sluggish, with showless distribution and inventory taking the main focus here today. This may limit additional cash market interest until midweek or later, and will take the direction of beef values and futures trade over the next couple of days into account in order to secure additional upward momentum. Mixed trade expected in the hogs to early today as traders continue to balance the weaker close from Friday. Surrounding news that the Chinese delegation ended its stay early without making planned farm visits. The late week uncertainty surrounding the ability to make positive concessions in front of upcoming trade talks sparked widespread losses late Friday. Traders still continue to focus on the overall growing global demand for pork due to African swine fever issues in China and other countries. Wheat markets are mixed to begin the week, with hard wheat contracts higher while Chicago's soft wheat is lower. Minneapolis is continuing its floor leadership position as concerns over the Northern Plains and Canadian prairie harvest mount. Minneapolis wheat's trying to close higher for the fourth session in a row and is now 44 cents removed from contract lows at the beginning of the month. Higher corn prices out of the gate last night and continuing the strength into this morning. December corn is now producing pennant action, with the coiling likely leading to a breakout in the near future. With prices having rallied into the pennant, a breakout to the upside would be expected, with strength to the 390 to 395 area, possibly based on a measurement of the preceding rally. The soy complex is higher, but the short-term downtrend remains in place, with the November contract having closed lower in 3 of the last 4 sessions. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close Friday, October live cattle down 45 cents, 99.35. December down 67, 105.15. October feeder cattle up 27 cents, 139.20. November down 22 cents, 137.02. October hogs down 105, 60.35. Kansas City wheat, December was down 2 cents, 407.5. March was down 2 and a quarter Friday, 421. Chicago wheat, December down 3 and 3 quarters at 484 and a quarter. March down 3 and a quarter at 491. December corn down 2 cents, 370. And three quarters. March down 2 and a quarter, 381 and three quarters. November soybeans down 10 and a quarter, 882 and three quarters. January down 9 and a half, 896 and a half. December cotton up 19 cents, 6052. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.